You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. It's once again time for Melting Pot here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes, your usual host for the program, and today we have a really special show. There is some really special material we have for you on this day, 21st. At the top of the next hour, we're going to play you a stripped-down performance and interview with Lady, which features the vocal talents of Terry Walker and Nicole Ray. And that is really, really, really quite a treat. We've been playing tracks from the record for the last several months, and just fantastic soul music from them. That comes up right at 5 o'clock, a duo interview with me and Oliver Wang of SoulSides.com. In this hour, or also I should say, a little later on in the show, we'll have tickets to go and see Shuggy Otis, who is performing at the El Rey. Been performing at quite a few places, and it looks like this El Rey performance is going to be pretty, pretty amazing. I'll have some exciting news connected to that, too, a little bit later on. And some newer things spread out throughout the show, but during this hour, the special thing I have for you, tomorrow, the 22nd, is Earth Day. Also, major thing about the 22nd is it's the birthday of Charles Mingus. Charles Mingus, one of America's greatest composers. He's, if not the greatest, maybe, quite possibly, the greatest bass player to ever walk the face of the earth. One of my favorite musicians of all time. And so I always try to pay tribute to him when his birthday rolls around. And this year actually happens to be the 50th anniversary of what I think and what a lot of others think is perhaps his masterpiece. It's a record that was released, also recorded in 1963 on the Impulse record label. The name of the album is Black Saint and the Sinner Lady. It's a long form piece, it's about 40 minutes, and what we're going to do today is just play it in its entirety. Play it from start to finish, other than when I need to flip over the record. And I'll tell you more about this album. It's quite a thing, and something that I really think needs to be heard from start to finish instead of just playing individual parts of it. And so, a little birthday, a little early birthday tribute to Charles Mingus, and also celebrating the 50th anniversary of Black Saint and the Sinner Lady right here now on KPFK and Melting Pot. And I hope you enjoy this sincerely. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
From start to finish, you just heard Charles Mingus's masterpiece, Black Saint and the Sinner Lady, originally recorded and released in 1963, so celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, and just an early birthday tribute to Charles Mingus, who would have turned 91 on tomorrow, April 22nd. In the order that you heard it, it's a piece in six different parts, and music for dancing. I don't know. I know that Alvin Ailey choreographed some music from Mingus, but I don't know if he ever did the full Black Saint and the Sinner Lady. I really hope somebody chooses to take that on, though. It'd be quite an undertaking. So the six parts that you heard, it's the first mode. Solo dancer, stop, look, and listen, Sinner, Jim Whitney. Then duet, solo dancers, hearts beat, and shades, and physical embraces. Group dancers, soul fusion, free woman, and oh, this freedom, slave cries. And then trio and group dancers, stop, look, and sing songs of revolutions. Single solos and group dance, saint and sinner join in merriment on the battlefront. And then the finale, group and solo dance of love, pain, and passioned revolt. Then farewell, my beloved, till it's Freedom Day. Black Saint and the Sinner Lady, recorded and released again in 1963 on the Impulse record label by Charles Mingus, featuring one of his, I guess you could say, larger groups, but only 11 musicians, sounding like a whole lot more. Rolf Erickson and Richard Williams on trumpet, Quentin Jackson on trombone, Don Butterfield on tuba, Jerome Richardson on soprano and baritone sax, as well as flute, Charles Mariano on an angelic alto sax, Dick Haffer on tenor sax and flute, Jackie Bayard on piano, Jay Berliner on Spanish guitar, and the ever-present Danny Richmond on drums, and of course Mingus on bass and piano. Hope you enjoyed that sincerely. It's something I've gotten to do at just about every station that I've worked at, and this was the time to do it here. And so, there you go. Happy birthday, Mingus. Going to get into the music, a little short set before the top of the hour. Again, at the top of the hour at 5 o'clock, another special treat for you guys. A interview and performance with Lady that we recorded earlier in the week, along with Oliver Wang of Soul Sides. But I'm going to play you something right now, just about the only thing I could figure out that had the kind of the elemental weight of that Mingus to have to follow that. Jamail Brown, jazz drummer. New record. It's a really interesting record. It's called Transcendence, and the song I'm going to play for you from it is This World Ain't My Home, that you're going to hear right now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
I'm on my way,
going home.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
பார்த்து மேடு கிணத்து மேட்டுல பார்த்து பார்த்து தவிச்சவை அந்தி நேரம் எந்த நேரமும் சிந்து பாடி துடிச்சவை தொட்டா என்ன தப்பா கைப்பட்டா என்ன எம்மா மாறே எங்கு நாரே மனம் பாடும் படியாரே நாடும் ஒன்ன தேடி இசை பாடும் படியாரே சும்மா கரஞ்சுப்பு நெஞ்சு என்ன தொட்டு சுகங்களை கொஞ்சு அம்மம்மா உன்னால என்னமோ போலாச்சு சொல்லம்மா நல்வாக்கு தான் அத்தி மரக்கிளி கட்டும் அது அத்த மகளத்தான் சுத்தும் அத்தி மரக்கிளி கட்டும் அது அத்த மகளத்தான் சுத்தும் ஆட்டமாடி அத்த ராத்திரி கூட்டு சேர்ந்து சிரிச்சதும் இட்ட மறந்து ஊற மறந்துதான் பாட்டு பாடி திரிஞ்சதும் கொண்ட வச்ச மல்லி நித்தம் சுண்டும் என்ன கிள்ளி காலம் மரக்கிளி கத்தும் அது அத்த மகளத்தான் சுத்தும் சித்தங்கலங்கி போச்சு அவ தேதி தெரியலாச்சு உள்ளே ஓடு மூச்சு அவ பேர பாடலாச்சு தினமும் வழி பார்த்து அத்தி மரக்கிளி கத்த அது அத்த மகளத்தான் சுத்தும் அத்த மரக்கிளி
you're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM, Melting Pot, the name of the show. Short little set after all of that Mingus madness. You heard some other mad sounds from Ilaraja out of India in the 1980s and put together on this amazing collection Finders Keepers has done of the music of Ilaraja, in this case featuring Malaysia Vasudeva. And the name of the collection is Electro, like Electro but with an I for Ilaraja. Also in the set, music from Tala T Sound, a slight edit of their song Worst Enemy. They have a full length coming up a little bit later in the year on Ninja Tune. That's the first single. Start things off with Jameo Brown and his song This World Ain't My Home from the album Transcendence. You'll definitely hear more from that in the near future. In the background is some music from Oregon that they just put up on the internet. All instrumental record called Fuzzed Up. This particular song is called Surge Went There. And you can find this in a variety of places. Just Google Oregon and Fuzzed Up and you'll find it. Take my word for it. And it's fine stuff, as you'd expect from LA's Oregon. Okay, so we're at the top of the hour here at KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles, 98.7 FM, Santa Barbara, all over the world, kpfk.org. We have a couple of short messages, and then we're going to get right into an interview and performance that we recorded with Lady here at the studios earlier in the week when they were in town. We also have some music in the second hour from Ghostface Killah and Adrian Young, something from LA's King, and also some things we recorded here with Quadron and Kenny Dope, and also tickets to see Shuggie Otis. That'll be later in the second hour. But after these messages, you definitely want to stay tuned in and take a listen to this interview and stripped down performance with Lady, with myself and also Oliver Wang of SoulSides.com doing the interview. That's up in just a minute right here on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Violetta Went to Heaven is an unconventional biography of a deeply influential figure in world music and complex cultural icon of Chile's history, Violeta Parra, multifaceted singer, songwriter, and founding artist of the socially and politically committed Nueva Canción folk music movement. Adapted from Ángel Parra's memoirs of his mother, Violeta Went to Heaven follows the underappreciated musical genius from her childhood in poverty to the groundbreaking quest to revive Chile's traditional music, wild artistic success abroad and decline at home, to the beginning and the end of love. Violeta Went to Heaven opens on Friday, April 19th at Lemley's Royal in West L.A., 11523 Santa Monica Boulevard. KPFK Film Club members are invited to call the front desk during business hours at 818-985-2711, dial 0 for operator, for a pair of tickets. And if you aren't already a Film Club member, please consider joining at kpfk.org.
Bonjour, c'est Françoise Breu, vous écoutez le Melting Pot sur KPFK 90.7 FM à Los Angeles et 98.7 FM à Santa Barbara et dans le monde entier sur kpfk.org.